This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
After his win, he told Sports Illustrated magazine that he had embraced Christianity, listen to this, with the fervor of a prison convert. I love that. He had embraced Christianity with the fervor of a prison convert. Described as rude and arrogant earlier in his career, Payne Stewart said the peace he was experiencing was wonderful. And he added, "I don't understand how I lived so long without it." Several times at the memorial service after his death, friends referred to that peace which Payne Stewart had found in Jesus Christ. May I tell you what happened to Payne Stewart? The message of the cross was the dynamite in his life that blew away the rudeness and the arrogance, and he came to the realization, I am a sinner in need of forgiveness. What some people consider foolishness, which some people consider to be a stumbling block, a hang-up, Paul said is the power of God to those who believe and accept it and receive it. Let's bring up another verse if we can, verse 21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Most of what's taught in education today smacks against the cross. It comes against it. You know what? The world preaches salvations. You know what the world says? You find salvation in knowledge. You will find salvation in money. You will find salvation in things. You will find salvation in beauty. You will find salvation in personality. You will find salvation in this, this, and this. And the Lord comes along and says, no, there's only one way. And that is through the message of the cross that is the power of God unto salvation. That's where it comes, by accepting what Christ did on the cross. One more verse. I want to look at verse 24. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. If you want real power in your life, you want real wisdom in your life, look to Christ, not to the system. You want real power and real wisdom, look to that which has changed my life and changed your life, hopefully, and can change your life. It's the power of God, the dynamite of God, to blow away the pretense, the phoniness, and to bring you into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And there are people here every single Sunday who need to come home. Not to me, not to this church. They need to come home to the Father. How? Through believing the message of the cross, which used to sound foolish to them, which was a stumbling block perhaps, but now, having received it and believed it, they know it's the power, it's the dynamite of God to blow away everything that's been in the way between them and the Lord, to clear the way so they can see the Lord loves me more than I could ever love myself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Remember the message of the cross. Let's bring up those 2 points again if we can. The message of the cross is the sum and substance of Christianity. It's all about the cross. And secondly, the preaching of that message is the means of salvation. God chose the method. I didn't. Proclamation by a person in front of a group of people or one-on-one. Something dynamic happens in people who hear it, receive it, and believe it. To those who received him, to those who believed in his name, John 1:12 says, he gave the right to be called the sons and daughters of God.
Well, this message from the first chapter of 1 Corinthians is part of the new series called A Wild Church in a Wicked City. I really want you to hear the story I'm going to tell about a man by the name of Dr. David Redding, a minister who served in World War II. I want you to hear his story about coming home from the war that speaks to the idea of coming home to the Father through the Son. Our website is crosshope.org, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.